4CEF Mobile.
Morning, Patrick. KD4IOX.
KO4CEF, name here, Andrew.
Missed the call. Sorry about that, Andrew. Good morning. How's traffic on 85 this morning?
I haven't got to 85 yet. I'm still on 26, but hopefully both of them will stay clear.
You both. I hear you there. Have a good weekend. I had a great weekend.
Weekend, the boys, both my boys are at Boy Scouts, so they went to Scouts Excited About Leadership Skills. So they went to that Saturday and Sunday, so me and my wife got a little weekend together, which is unusual for us, but it was nice. How was your weekend? I know you said it was good. Did you do anything specific?
Put up some barn doors between the bedroom and the living room. Got a real nice little setup there. I like that. I think I might have to put some more in. But got a really good deal on the brackets. The Lowe's had them on sale, $49. So I had to have two because I got quite a big opening there. Got those put in and picked up some real nice lumber. So I've got some extra lumber left over from the barn doors that Mom owns some shelves. So I'll be making some shelves too.
Any leftover scraps for something else?
Thing. Always a good thing. Tuesday today and tomorrow. And head back up and probably do the shelves. This weather's supposed to be pretty cool today. Oh, we're supposed to be getting warm. All of a sudden it's getting cooler again.
Right, I don't understand. My wife, we got up this morning, realized it was 40 degrees outside. Trying to figure out what plants we left outside. I didn't realize it was supposed to drop back down again either.
Well, my wife's basement, it went down to 38 at the house, and she left the tomatoes and such out there. I think they'll be all right, though.
Okay, so it didn't get cold enough to freeze.
Got in this early. That's why I thought you were Patrick. I didn't quite catch the call when you called it out, but I thought you were Patrick. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Worse, right?
Every day.
Yeah. So you're heading over to Anderson, right?
I drive from Inman to Greer.
All right. That's not far. Not far from where I work, so. But pick up my truck there in Greer and then head down to Anderson. So, that's a big plan you got there. My son started over there. Of course, he wasn't working for BMW. He was working for, I guess, Pro Drivers at the time. And he was living in Inman when he started.
Oh, let's see. I think this has been there 23 years now. Yeah, started in 99. So this will be 23 years this year. Something like that. I don't know. It's too early for math in the morning. But yeah, I think it's 23 years now.
Set retirement plan over there?
I'm so far from it. I got a while to go before I can think about that.
Yeah, I ran across a buddy of mine. Worked for another agency in North Carolina. He recently retired. He's got his full beard and everything. I said, "What the heck are you doing?" He said, "I'm enjoying my retirement." He said, "I haven't been able to grow this for 28 years. So he finally got the chance to grow a beard. And that was, he retired as a captain. I retired as a lieutenant. So, but I did the same thing. Except I told him, I said, you know, it gets summertime. I had to shave mine off. It's too hot.
Same thing. When I was in the fire department, I'd always want to either grow a goatee out or whatever, but you always had to keep it shaved so you can get a seal on your mask. Then eventually, once I couldn't really do the volunteer stuff anymore and working full-time at BMW, I was able to start growing it out again.
They gave me a mask and I had to go through the fit test and everything, and I'll do the thing in the trunk, and it stayed in the trunk until I retired. That's how much I used it. There with the riot shield that I took out and put in my locker, because I never carried that thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you got anything big planned for the day?
This typical Mondays. Like, I get payroll done and just make sure I get everything squared away, which it's the second we were down most of April. In the plant that I work in, the smaller SUV plant, so we were down first 3 weeks, so it was fairly uneventful last week. This week's going to be a little more normal, back to a normal grind.
It's usually, not usually, that's all I end up hauling is car parts. It's been really slow lately. The same route, same everything for me, it's just I'm getting in and out of my docks quicker because I'm not putting that much on the truck.
We've struggled a little bit last week. I don't know if just our suppliers didn't plan as well or wasn't ready for us to start up when we did. I don't know what happened, but we were on the brink of running out of a couple parts last week. And it was really weird. That's been unusual.
There's a lot of planning. It wouldn't take a lot to throw a monkey wrench in the parts you had to deal with. KD4 IOX.
I'm just glad that's not my department that had to worry about making sure stuff gets there on time. Just gotta start raising cane whenever we get ready to start running out of something. Hopefully it gets there, but I mean, that's the downside to just-in-time logistics stuff, so it is what it is. KO4 CES.
Unfortunate incident over the weekend you might be interested in. You got a new car?
A new car?
All right, I think you got one. Didn't you get an electric car or something? But we got my wife a car and a new one. 2023 model Kia. New Seltos. Got the little bells and whistles with it, but we went over to Easley over the weekend. And if somebody didn't hit the front bumper, just, hit it and drove away like it was nothing.
See that. Yeah, we had, I got a new... The 330E, they just put it on our lease program, so I leased me one of those. So far, I've enjoyed it, but they did the same thing. I had a X3. My wife drives it. I leased that for her. And we had it 3 days and went to Lowe's, and somebody smacked the passenger side door. Put a little dent in the little character line that's on the door and took a chip out of the paint. I'll have to get it fixed at some point in time or see if it... If the cost is not too much, they usually won't fix it. They'll just wait till it goes to dealer or whatever, and I guess they'll end up fixing it. But if the cost is not too high, they won't worry about it. Eventually, I got to see how much that's going to set me back. What was the damage like on the bumper?
KN4 TFW Mobile. Morning, Ken. Welcome to the group. The damage wasn't that bad. I might be able to buff it out. I'm sure there's going to be a little bit of residual there because it's got a little scratch in there in one part. It's like they were making a left turn. And I know better. I should have never parked near the handicap spot. So I don't know if it's got somebody actually turning to go down the aisle or somebody backing out of the handicap spot. But they put a scratch on the left front corner there because I had backed into the space.
Get it buffed out. Good morning, Ken. KO4CF.
KO4HGX.
KN4GFW.
Hope everybody had a good weekend. KO4HGX.
My incident over there in Easley this past weekend, but good morning. 84 IOX.
Yeah, it was a good weekend. Wasn't too bad. Didn't do a whole lot, but hey, that was fun.
Nice and cool this morning. 36 up here right now.
What difference, Patrick? We have 38 in the house.
Oh, well. What is this, May? And there we are, 30, 40 degree temps.
Sure. I've been like this before growing up here. So really nothing surprising for me. I'm sure, Leon, you can remember stuff like this from when you were growing up too.
Yeah, but I'm not originally from the Hendersonville area. I was actually born in Norfolk, Virginia. And I was a military brat. My father was in the Navy, so we lived on the West Coast, all over. Went over to Scotland. There forever.
A nice place to land.
I have to say that. I mean, like I said, I was born here, so I remember this growing up as a regular thing.
A weekend?
Absolutely nothing this weekend.
Well, Ken, did you have a good weekend? What?
And 4 GFW.
Ken
didn't do a whole lot, a little bit, but not too much. It's going to be a long day today. I can feel it. I hadn't been taking my allergy medicine because I got an allergy test tomorrow. And, man, I was sneezing my tail off yesterday.
Feel that, Ken. I know my grandson yesterday, we went and took us to the woods for the barn doors we put up, and he was having a rough time of it, and I asked him if he ever had any allergies that he used to. I can't imagine. I've been very fortunate not having that.
That night, but I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there on the road, and hopefully we'll holler at you either this evening or tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Drew, have a great day. KO4HKX.
KN4TFW.
Great day. KD4IOX.
Thing I did this weekend was we went Friday morning to look at houses, modular houses, I think, and or double wide. They can do them either way. And oh my lord, have they increased in price.
Patrick, you're not in Henderson County, are you?
No, sir. We went over to Buncombe County. They're on Smoky Park Highway, the Clayton Homes.
More reasonable over that way.
$1,568 square foot, $200,000, includes no grading, no well, septic, none of that. Just delivery.
It'd be a little bit better if you could find a piece of property and find a good contractor and maybe just start out with something small that you can add to later.
After that, I don't know if I can even do that. Everybody I've talked to over that is real close to $300 a square foot to build a house now.
Keyword be small.
A year out.
You just don't try to build during hunting season. Everything comes to a stop in North Carolina anyway.
I believe how expensive it was. I mean, that is just, I don't know. And they had come down because we went June or July of last year and looked, and they had the same house. Now, we didn't sit down and talk to them and get all the numbers, but their advertised price was $45,000 cheaper this week than it was last year.
But there might be $45,000 less from what it is now in another 6 months. One thing I don't, well, two things I hate. I hate buying a car and I hate buying a house. I just despise both. KD4IOX.
That. Pick it up, Ken.
In my bad spot. Yeah, we had looked at some, you know, some places and some double wides and modular and that, and it's like, man, they're just almost cost prohibitive.
I mean, that was just unbelievable.
It just got unreal.
Ridiculous. I know my sister, she tried to talk me into going halves with her on like 4 acres, but they wanted like 40 something thousand. It's like, yeah, that's not happening.
For land nowadays,
where's that? Yeah, if you're out in the middle of a nice rural area, well, you're seeing nothing but woods around you, that's probably about what you'll pay.
Down by Lake Greenwood and that, and it was doable and it was reasonable, but man, you was in way out in the middle of nowhere, and she's like, you know, if I passed away or something, it's a long way to nothing.
I don't know. I'm like Leon, maybe things will get cheaper, but the problem is you won't be able to get financing unless you've got just stellar credit and the best job ever, because the banks ain't loaning the money right now.
that credit thing, you can get better financing rates if your credit sucks.
Travelers rest until a little after lunch, and then I'm down in Berea on around Whitehorse and Cedar Lane Road.
It's on the wrong side of town for me. All right. See, tomorrow would be a good day, because I head up that way tomorrow. But after I get off work, I'll be heading back up the mountain, so I can pop in.
I'm in Cherrydale, in that area all day, on the other side of Cedar Lane Road.
I gotta head up that way. I might give you a holler.
Shout. We'll try to meet up.
Lunch or anything?
On Tuesday, usually eat lunch with a group of shop owners. But, I mean, you're welcome. They won't care.
Probably go.
Usually right around 12. Sometimes it'll be a little later. There at the Mexican restaurant right beside the movie theater. Forte.
Right, yeah, sometimes it's first. I don't know if I scheduled how it's going to run. Usually about 4. So, we'll give you a holler. Fellas, I'm at work, so let me sign. Y'all have a great day. Ken, take care. Patrick, talk at you later. 73, y'all. KD4 IOX.
Stay on scale for HGX.
Be safe out there. Have a good day. KN4 TFW.
Probably time for me to jump to the 285.
Sounding like KN4 TFW QSY 285.
KO4 HGX QSY to 285.